Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White throws to third for one, and Kell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox goes all the way around to score. Minoso moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boyd. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goodman. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Fain moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatton. The throw from White and he is safe. Hatton steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aganez moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Aganez moves to third. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Scherzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. There goes Jensen trying to get to second. Groth throws the ball into Fox, who tags Jensen for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Keegan strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.